Welcome back, Firewire Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us in this hour, James Hart, my sidekick for many long years in alternative media. And, you know, we'll go through some of the issues facing the world. And, you know, I hate to be cruel or anything like that, but if it saves lives, you know, maybe it gets the message through. But, you know, when you see so many of these people having severe vaccine reactions to this stuff that mainstream media won't talk about, is, you know, disheartening, really. But so many people have taken this stuff, and it just shows you, you know, how mind-controlled you are. Like the one chap in California who worked in the medical establishment, he took his shot, he got sick, and he died within a short period of time. I think he had 4 heart attacks. And even before he died, you know, or maybe it was his widow, pardon me, it was his widow just saying, well, you know, it's not like we're anti-vaccine. Well, hey, you just died from this stuff. How can you not be anti-vaccine? But it just shows you what they got. And then another nurse I saw, and she was from North Carolina, she got the shaking syndrome. And she said the same thing. Oh, I'm not against vaccines. But, well, you're never going to stand up straight forever for the rest of your life. You know, and besides, this isn't a vaccine. That's the other big thing. It's a DNA changer, an RNA changer, as Dr. Madej was explaining to us. This is a game changer for you, and that your body will make the disease. And I forgot to ask her, even though I made a cheat note, but there was an American doctor, you know, changed his name because he was really a Russian bioscientist, Igor Shepard, I believe is his last name. Thank God, it's easy to pronounce. And he said that this was a biological weapons project, and it was designed to kill first responders, or a good number of them, to do what? To make you helpless. So if we give it to the medical fraternity, the police, and the military first off, and then we turn it on, because I think to a great extent, outside of the, you know, a few people that have effects right away, is this thing can be turned on because, as she said, it connects to the internet and can send messages that they kill you later. They plant the time bomb in your body now, and then when the time is right, kablooey. And then what happens then? 80% of the police, the military, the medical community all just drop and are completely taken out of the picture. And that's probably why the politicians usually are seen taking a fake shot where there's a safety cap on the needle or something like this. These are very serious things. On Caravan to Midnight, it made it quite plain. We were talking about Jimmy Jones' cult. This is the Kool-Aid, but the Kool-Aid in the needle this time. They don't have to shoot you or stab you. And you have a pre-programmed turnoff already embedded in your mind from that story, even if you don't understand it too well, is don't take the Kool-Aid. So you don't take the propaganda and you don't take the juice. Because, as she said, it was never isolated. There is no COVID-19. They just told you that. They made something up, a computer replica of something that they say it is. But if it's never been isolated and they just have some fragments of something, it's all BS. And based on that, you're going to destroy your body forever because you can't get it out, which is the whole game plan. Now, I say, I hate to be cruel, but, you know, a friend of mine sent me the video about the nurse and she's doing the shakes. And I'm going, well, maybe we need like a top Letterman song list of, you know, the great shaking songs, which used to imply dancing. But, you know, I got the hippie, hippie shakes, shake, rattle, and roll. Like, smarten up, slap you a couple of times. You're going to do this? You're going to do this to your family, to the people you love, so that forever you're going to be totally and completely handicapped? Have courage, have faith. Because it's got, what, 99.7, 99.8 recovery rate? It's not bad odds. Anyway, James, welcome aboard. You were watching some kind of video, I hear, where, you know, I'm getting rumblings, too, as I was searching for it. I couldn't find it. But, you know, I did hear parallel stories in the United States that, you know, they're raising the what we could call the false flag alert system to a degree to almost imply that maybe something's in the works in a false flag terror attack just to add some juice to the abuse that we're taking with the COVID pandemic.
Well, it's very great to be back on the Power Hour and getting the message out to the people. And this is one of the great things of independent media, where we can actually reveal the facts that we find very truthful, and it's up to the listener to evaluate our answer. And it struck me very interesting, just getting off topic a bit, where I went out to get my local Toronto Star newspaper, and they collaborated with the National Post. And on the page, there was, like, blank. There's nothing there. So I thought that was kind of very suspicious about that. And then I looked a little bit deeper and found that they were trying to make a point to Yahoo and Google about actually stealing their events that they bring out every morning in the morning newspaper and post it on their site without even paying for the media. For, I say, the Toronto Star, the National Post, which most of the time have investigative journalists to actually explore some of the topics that are out there. But it's really amazing. I thought Google and Yahoo paid for the news from all sorts of newspapers, but apparently they don't, because they don't have any real journalism. And the act of journalism is pretty well gone by the wayside, wouldn't you say, George?
Well, I don't believe in it too much anymore, because, you know, after many, many long years of disinformation being put out and information just being filtered and controlled, so you can never have a dissenting opinion on various issues that are, you know, key talking points for the New World Order, that just comes to the realm of conspiracy theory, that which used to be called deductive reasoning before the CIA invented those words. This is just the whole essence of controlling the herd. Thomas Jefferson spoke about that there's armies of news writers in England putting out all kinds of negative stories to control the narrative and the dialogue about the issues that were facing his, well, it wasn't a nation then, but his colonies and the world at the time, and that you just can't get any alternative point of view up or out without, you know, great ire being dropped upon you, and in his days that could be a good lashing. So it's, you know, the battle we face. I don't have much sympathy for the newspapers, because I see them all as opinion generators to take us in a certain way that may not be our way. They wouldn't let us write a column, or even for a lot of people, even to have a letter to the editor published that goes against any of the narratives they establish. And it just has to be, it has to be this way. There's nothing else to say about it or do about it. And unfortunately, the CBC didn't have to worry, because Justin Trudeau pays them hundreds of millions of dollars to be his puppet and put out whatever stories and control the narrative his way. Even when you catch a guy who's accused of doing a big gun massacre and terror attack in Nova Scotia, picking up his bag of money at the armored car plant in payment thereof. And outside of McLean's magazine, that really wasn't a big news story. You know, maybe they put it in the classifieds and some of the other papers and journals. But that really sheds light onto the fact of how deep the deep state goes. And in American history, as soon as I learned about Operation Mockingbird and how the CIA bought the media for like $273 million, things were really cheap in the old days, back in the Nixon years, to control public opinion and massage your thoughts so that you have an illusion almost that you decided something on your own, is just scandalous, really, really scandalous. And but par for the course. So what was up with this video? Because I tried to find it and I couldn't find it. And I, you know, we know they got to be doing something. This is going south fast, this plague. So, you know, the old one, I always used to like Rocky and Bullwinkle and George Bush in the Osama days, because he'd just go on the news when things got tight or tough, and he, instead of pulling a rabbit out of his hat, he'd pull Osama bin Laden out and go, ooh, terrorism. You know, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. There's Osama bin Laden. So Osama Bug Laden isn't doing too good. He's starting to trip and fall a little bit. So maybe they're going to go back to a previous play script and bring us some good old-fashioned terrorism to scare us some more.
Well, apparently the other day on the Canadian news, the minister for the emergency preparedness came on the air at a certain time. I don't know where this guy all of a sudden come from all of a sudden when nobody ever heard of him before. And he started to lay down the list of 10 new, I believe, terrorist organizations that are developing in Canada. And he mentioned them. And I'm just wondering, why now? Why is all this stuff coming out now at this specific time? And who is this director of emergency preparedness? Nobody's ever heard of him before. So all of a sudden, out of the shadows comes this minister of emergency preparedness telling the Canadian public that everything's under control, but we are on the alert for more terrorist groups that are forming in Canada. And as you know, recently Joe Biden sent a lot of immigrants back across the Mexican border. So that might have something to do with it, but the wall apparently that Trump built isn't so sturdy, and the walls might come tumbling down very soon. But it seems to me all that effort that he put into the wall, all that money put in the wall, when Biden takes over, it doesn't seem to matter, because he's just shipping, deporting all the immigrants where he feels should go back. And one of the places where they are going back is to Mexico. So there's a big controversy about this wall that Trump built and how ineffective it is right now to curtail a lot of these things that are going on. And so it just struck me a little odd. All of a sudden, this in Canada, this minister of emergency preparedness come on the air, and all out of the blue, no lead up to this at all, he starts announcing about 10 terrorist groups forming in Canada. And I thought that was kind of unusual. So I think something big is going to happen by the end of this month. And as you know, Toronto's on lockdown from this COVID, and that hopes to be lifted somewhat, my sources tell me, by the end of next week. Hopefully they're going to be open up a little bit more business and stores, because the people and the suicide rate's gone astronomically high, as well as the abuse rate and drug and liquor abuse, and it's just skyrocketing. The government's got to do something to curtail this, and one of the reasons that they say a lot of this problem has happened, which was there before, but this has really gone off the charts, is that the isolation is starting to get a lot of people, and it's having an adverse effect to the 9/11 responders and different organizations, and curtailing some of this, and it's just not working. So the only way to avoid a lot of problems and situations, abuse and addiction, is start to alleviate some of the restrictions that you have in place in not only Toronto, but most of Canada.
And the United States. Part of it, too, for a lot of people is they live alone, especially seniors.
Yes.
And so you're in solitary confinement, unless you got, like pet purchasing went off the, the rails, too, for a while, too, so you at least have some companionship. And that people are very, very alone and isolated. And solitary confinement is a form of torture, really, to break you down further and faster. It wouldn't work too much on me because I'm a believer and I don't think I'm ever alone. Just got a whole lot more time with the God who created me. But for many other people who have nothing to lean on and don't even have the ideation anymore, because they don't tell you about any of this in school, that's passé. You have to think about your 100 new genders. But you're not going to get a copy of the Bible like you used to get when I was a kid, or have any doors open to you in that regard, or read from Scripture when you learn how to read. That's just going to turn you into a very willing victim of all this. And I don't hesitate to call it genocide, what they're doing to us. It is done with such ruthlessness. If this was a real pandemic, I said this right from the very beginning, if this was a real pandemic, especially when things were all open, and I'd be passing bodies on the street going to work that people just come outside and drop, because maybe it was your last act to get help was to run out into the street, and you just fall down dead. It just isn't happening. You look at other pandemics through history, there were bodies in the street. And, so you knew it was real. But this seems to be just so artificial. And the fact that they have to lie about who's got it and change death certificates to make it that people with it, which doesn't really exist, but fragments of a with it into the exact cause of death, even though you shot yourself six times in the head, or you fell off a building, or you run over by a train, you know, you died of COVID, you know. And this is the gaslighting I'm telling you about, where there is a reality, you know, like one of the real ones for sure was a guy who died in a motorcycle accident in Florida. Well, he died of COVID. No, he didn't. He died of a motorcycle accident. You know, you're gaslighting me. You're cheating me. You're taking advantage of me. Those are the facts. They're clearly established. There's blood all over the ground. The broken motorcycle in his body is 12 feet long. He didn't die of COVID. And nobody's got the guts to just come up there and do the Humphrey Bogart thing and flap their teeth out and kick them in the stomach for mumbling. It's just terrible. And with this acquiescence, we're giving the keys to the store to diabolical maniacs in Davos to turn us all into a global slave state that they control over the internet with their mind bots in our bodies. It's diabolical. But so many people have such a low level of understanding of history or what's going on, or to know God, you got to know Satan. They're on the same pages many times. To realize that there is a power of force taking us
vaccinations, and apparently, the Pfizer, the BioNTech, and the Moderna, their vaccines are similar, and they both use, we were talking a little bit earlier on about, they both use an mRNA technology. Now, this mRNA technology, it delivers a small amount of genetic information to trigger the body's immune response. So right now, as it says right on their site, you're messing around with the DNA of a person because you're triggering the body's immune response to this COVID-19, and it just strikes me now you're starting to screw around with your DNA, and it's a whole new ball game, as you mentioned, when you start genetically modifying this drug, and it has an adverse effect on your body. And a lot of these vaccines contain liquids or fatty substances. Potassium chloride, sodium chloride, phosphate dehydrate, and sucrose. Well, to me, what if you're diabetic and this, both vaccines has sucrose in it? It'd be kind of raising a red flag when they say you're not allergic to a lot of, don't take this vaccine if you've got allergies. But what if you don't know you have diabetes and you get injected with this so-called vaccine, and they don't tell you what's in it, and it's sugar in it. So you could have an adverse effect and die right there if you're diabetic and you don't even know it.
Oh, indeed. I wasn't too happy with that cute, wonderful name they give aborted fetal tissue. I'm not a cannibal. I don't intend to ever be one. So, you know, there's my big push button right there that, you know, I won't take it. You know, if I got to die, I'll die like a man, do it the good old-fashioned way. And I've just been mortified, really, is, you know, that I learned a couple of new words last week, and that just really sent me for a loop, too. But, you know, one of them is a more older style of word. It was called a stonied. So it would be that, you know, you're just stone rigid like a statue and you can't process information. And this is a state that we're put into. And part of the challenge is to break the chrysalis, the cocoon that we're in, almost like with a hammer and chisel, to free you from this ability to think, act, and react. We, you know, it's a beautiful word. I wish I would have heard about it a long time ago. But, you know, you hear things about there's a crime and there's 20 people standing by and there's only one bad guy and the 20 of them could, you know, knock them into the ground in 2 seconds. But they're frozen, just frozen. They can't move. They're a stonied. And I just go, you know, what a beautiful old word to help us understand what the world is all about. And then I came across another word that just totally blew me away. And I was listening to a sermon on the way to work with Dr. Charles Stanley, and he was preaching about Romans 12, you know, and the good Lord just said, look for the root, the real word, not the one that they're telling you, because in every version in English, The word is body. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then when you go to the Orthodox Jewish version, which uses Jewish words anglicized, they have a word, gafia. It's not body, it's corpse. You present your corpse, not your living body. Makes a whole different meaning in Christian theology about what happens, that this happens after you die, and that they took that word and didn't translate it. It's a very specific form of body when you say corpse, and that leaves a whole lot of room for maneuver where you should be maneuvering. And it's just like in other research I was doing about the resurrection body on my blog. It's on the masthead on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. There's many things in there, many things they didn't translate. And why weren't we told this? To control us. One is that there were two atoms. There's the original us, flesh and blood, and then another one, the image. Adam Hatchadash in my broken, terrible pronunciation, but it is a magical, mystical atom, which I interpret to be a robot, an artificial intelligence, not an image, a not real God-created piece of life. And its mission is to kill us all. That's kind of important, good to teach your children about things like that. You know, this is what God said, watch out for this. And now we're running into the train tracks. Well, the train's coming to take nanobots and pieces of electronic particles to program our DNA and turn us into something else that will be owned by the patent holder. That's why we're wearing those masks. Masks were for slaves. We're showing our signs of submission and obedience to our new master. And it isn't the God of the universe. It's the devil of the Antichrist. And these are the chips on your poker table to play or not. Anyway, we're coming up for a break. I'm George Roy and James Harp. On the other side of the break, we'll get back into the deep, dark plot of the evil.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Man of food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. With me, James Harp, my regular sidekick for many long years. So there's a lot of stuff about Trump and the Q-tards and other great prophets of the modern era on the internet and something like that. And I'd just like to make a quick comment about that because God talked about that. It's in the Bible, Jeremiah 14:14-16. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets' prophecy lies in my name. I have not sent them, neither did I command them, neither spake I unto them, but they prophesy unto you a false vision and divination and vanity and deceitfulness of your own heart, or their own heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, wonder who he is, concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, who I have not sent, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. And the people to whom these prophets do prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and there shall be none to bury them, both they and their wives and their sons and their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. Sounds like he's not too happy about all that. And that's the whole concept, what you call hope porn. Because it's always this kind of hope. Oh, yeah, this is going to work out. Oh, the white hats are going to get us. And there's a secret $1 trillion in this fund that some guy's got. And, you know, he's going to give it to us. And everything's going to be solved. And, you know, it's happy, happy. Everything's fine. God made it quite plain. What does he know, right? Sword and famine shall be in the land. So if you're going to prophesy, you know for sure who's doing it God's way and who's not, by what he's saying or she's saying. And the liars are ripe and all over. And part of it is to get us to stand down so that we do not assert our sovereignty over our bodies, our minds and our lands, and we surrender it to evil. Something to think about. Who are you going to trust? God or those lying fools? And like a fool, many of you will return to the vomit like the dog and lap it up. It's hard to break people out of that stuff. Really is, even after they see it. Donald Trump, in my opinion, was probably one of the greatest failures as president. Not because the election was hacked and they stole it from him. He did a couple of things and didn't do a couple of things that led to his demise. There was a time when the pastors went to the White House to lay hands on him and pray over him. And then I heard very recently about people who were in the White House, one of his detractors that he fired, to say when they left, he mocked and scoffed at them and laughed at them as fools. So, admittedly, that's media that's against him, but did he mock and scoff at God? And if he did, is this his reward, that you are not fit to lead? Because I put you there. Those are very serious issues to think about. The other one is, he said that a foreign power stole the election by using the internet. When Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she said using the internet to monkey with the devices of the United States was an act of war. And I agree with her. At certain points, at certain levels, this is beyond, you know, childish pranks. It's an act of war. If you turn off cooling things for nuclear power plants or cause massive chaos in the financial industry or something, it's time to send the battleships. Taking away the election to put in a communist stooge is an act of war. You are commander-in-chief. The people who are associating and doing things like this on the inside are treasonous dogs. That is the ultimate in criminal activity. You are also chief law enforcement officer on a federal basis. You should be like Elliot Ness in The Untouchables, kicking in the door with a machine gun in your hand, taking these people out for arrest and trial. You deserted your post. When we think about, you know, a great story that's on the internet and on Power Hour is the history of the USS Liberty and the attack that that ship took. Bombed, torpedoed, strafed, fired on with cannons. Captain McConnell was shot in the leg with a heavy weapon, bleeding profusely. He did not give up his ship. He did not give up the bridge. He led his command through it all. I think he did like 12 hours in that condition before finally he went to the deck. That man should have been president. That is a leader. When you are in the kitchen, it gets hot sometimes, real hot. You can't cut and run and turn it over to something else. You got to stand firm, like I said before in the past, with a Bible in one hand and a sword in the other if necessary, because you're the top dog. Like Harry Truman said, the buck stops here. And if you can't handle it, you're in the wrong job. So you're a great negotiator and you bring the circus to town. But sometimes you got to scrap. That's why you're head of the military and law enforcement. And if you're just some sort of puppet that's put there, well, we're better off without them. And I hear some people were thinking and doing stuff like that, that, you know, there was a report that didn't get too much juice, but it was just so specific that, I decided to look into it and follow it a little further. So did my colleague James, about a sniper at Mar-a-Lago taking a shot at one of the armored windows at Trump's bedroom with a high-powered rifle. Can you tell us something about that, James?
Yeah, well, you mentioned a little bit earlier on about prophets. Well, a lot of people see Donald Trump as a political prophet. And from the information we got here, we got it from a site called Real Raw News. Trump assassination foiled, deep state in panic mode. Apparently all this happened on Tuesday morning, January 26th, around 3 o'clock in the morning. A sniper's bullet struck a panoramic casement window on the east wall of Trump's bedroom at his Mar-a-Lago estate. This round might have slain Trump had he not replaced tempered glass with Blast Structures International bullet-resistant glass, which would stop more than 50 rounds. So apparently somebody tried to take a shot at Trump in his bedroom on the east wall, and because of the bulletproof glass, it no longer struck the president. But he was awakened by a sharp crack of the bullet striking glass. Now, of course, as I mentioned before, this did not penetrate the glass, but it made such a sound that it woke everybody up. And the sad part is, Trump's Secret Service detail, they also sleep at a guest house. Now, this guest house is 10 yards from the main building. Then the agent whisked Trump to safety, escorted him to a fortified safe room. But it really strikes me as how nobody, where was the security, or where was the guards, which, you know, didn't stay too far away in the guest house? I thought there was perimeters around the area where they would just go out and investigate their 24-hour surveillance. But apparently, this wasn't the case. And if it wasn't for the bulletproof glass, the political prophet might have reached his demise. And that's not a good way to go, despite what people think of you at all.
Well, by and large, as they say in the communist genre, they have useful idiots. They use you for so long, and when they're tired of you, they retire you very quickly, very violently. So, you know, that concerned me very much that they did this. I believe the round involved they discussed was a 7mm Remington Magnum, very powerful, high-velocity round. But generally, at sniper school, you'd probably be using a .338 Lapua Magnum or a .50 caliber. But it's something to be very concerned about. Are they going to retire him? Because he's not going to have as much protection as he was when he was commander-in-chief. He gets protection, but it's not to the same intensity. And they may be fearful of him making a return in another election. And I can't see that whatever the deep state might be, just sitting back on their hands and, letting him rear up his head again and grovel at them regardless. I think he should have held on. If he was adamantly correct and right that he believed in what he believed and knew what he knew, he never should have relinquished control of the government to these other people. If he were legitimately voted in and you had evidence that this was a cheat and it's from a foreign power, in Teddy Roosevelt's days, the battleships would have been shelling Beijing. And, we probably can't do that in the modern era, but we definitely shouldn't have been, allowing them to achieve victory. But there is, a bigger, broader war I talk about. I always talk about, the war of the multiverse. And it's probably beyond a lot of people to understand. And I was looking for your article on, the guy talking about the terrorist attacks, and I came across this for whatever reason. But the American military, the Navy specifically, has been working on what they call space-time modification weapons. And so are the Chinese. And this is the Naval Innovative Science and Engineering Basic Applied Research Program, the High Energy Electromagnetic Field Generator. So basically what it is the old-fashioned Nazi bell the Germans put together. And it was done, it's modern, it's cool, but it seems to be much more archaic. It didn't work. What it can do is create a high-powered vacuum with massive amounts of electricity put into it. The Germans were using Tesla technology to get that power, to get two spinning containers going in opposite directions to create a vacuum. And it would be so powerful that you could turn solid matter into a plasma. And depending on what you put in there and how it's turned into a plasma, it has great effects. So part of the research that went on in Germany's Area 51, which was in Poland, I put up a video on that on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, so you can look into it. And if you got close to it, any kind of living flesh, it crystallized immediately. This bell was supposed to have been taken to Argentina and was being worked on by Perron and company with the surviving Nazis back then. And some of the bizarre anomalies that came out of the island that they were working on, were seen from space. These are not toys or wild conjectures. And, I've talked about the fact that they're using time weapons. This is just like tinker toy stuff compared to what's really going on. Colonel Reardon has written about that in the past. And I was fortunate enough to find a great PDF version of all his work that I can embed in the website in the library section as soon as I get around to it. So you can go through, you know, just thousands and thousands of pages of research on this. This is the weapon. This is the battlefield. I was on James Fetzer's show, The Raw Deal, talking about some of this stuff. Is, you know, when you saw some of these anomalies in China where a city appears in the sky, people see it, film it, you can't touch it, but it's there. And it's happened many, many times. That's indicative of the fact, regardless of the gaslighting they use on us, that somebody's playing with some awesome toys. And if you could control time or change the facet of reality with some sort of device, you control the world. And even in the Nazi times, that pretty much tamed anything that could be thrown at you. And some of the declassified documents I've been going over lately with my son, because he's interested in things like that too, and a few select other people, you know, I found declassified documents that said Germany had the bomb in World War II, and they used it at Sevastopol and in the Battle of Kursk. An Italian observer said they dropped a few 5-kilogram tactical nuclear weapons and killed everybody around. Their bodies and the bodies of all the animals were fried right through to a crisp, and all the ammunition that was being carried ignited. There was nothing around like that back then. Nothing. And a lot of this is being suppressed. One report that the Americans declassified in the late 70s was from a Japanese naval officer, Kenji, I believe his name is, from the Stockholm embassy to Tokyo, describing their tests and the electromagnetic pulse that went through Germany. The British press talked about how Germany lost their phone lines for 3 days around Berlin when they tested one of these weapons. They didn't say what caused it or what it was about, but that was what it was about, and that they gave the bomb to the United States to use against the Japanese in the secret delivery from U-234 to the East Coast in those glorious days. These things are kept from us. And part of the battle might be the fact that this thing that's now gone on to higher authority, like DARPA and Office of Naval Intelligence and things like that, a space-time modification weapon, and this virtual reality sentient computer simulation, Department of Homeland Security is operating one of those. They call it ASI, like sea as in water, and they're using it. What are you doing with this? They put our DNA in a quantum computer to make a synthetic reality. It's like the new battlefield. Everybody's doing it. Just you don't even know it's a war, and you don't even know it's a battlefield. And I thought it was used at the end of the inauguration when we're supposed to have all kinds of protesters going to their various state legislatures under arms to protest and jump up and down. And I thought, you know, hey, it could go off any minute. And then it was just everybody went home. At the New York State Legislature, there was a picture in the press. Just one guy was there. You know, that's it. Well, where did everybody go? What happened to them? Who gave the shutdown order? Who changed things? How did the whole dynamic of a building reality change into something else? Somebody push the button or pull the lever on something that we can't even begin to comprehend or understand? God is omnipresent. So that tells us you can move and be in many places at the same time. And if someone has that technology or opens the door to that, time is a straitjacket for us, but not necessarily for other people. I've been in personal situations where time has stopped in a road accident, assassination attempt, or whatever it was. In 2008, time stopped. I was crashing into a transport truck, and then I'm just floating in the air with my truck. And, you know, I'm just in some kind of stasis until I'm in a safe place, and then God started time again, and I crashed into the landing leg of the tractor trailer instead of being killed instantly. So I'm a believer. I know. Then another time in a holdup, I was shot at, and time for me sped up to, I can't even describe, before you could form a thought, my body reacted to the shot. It's like the whole world was going in slow motion, and my partner was a stoneyed. We had to dig him out of the floor. He was so frozen from the sound. But I drew my gun so fast, I'm holding it in my hand, looking at the target, and I'm going, how did my gun get in my hand? Because I had no conscious recollection of even drawing it before the echo even cleared the area that I moved that fast. And I can't move that fast. It's impossible. So how did it happen? You know, so there is a power, there's a great power of God everywhere. That's why he always said, he's my co-pilot, he's my partner. I won't have anybody else because I can trust him. He's fast. Before I can even form a thought, he's protected me. So these are the battles we fight, and we don't even know what the weapons are. We don't even know how they use them. And I dare to say it, and I dare to ask it, because the Lord told me to do it. But I'm not leaving you out there to walk into this ambush, this trap. So I posted a link to that document on my website, Navy UFO patent documents talk of space-time modification weapon. And I'll probably have to work on some of these articles I've seen about the old Nazi stuff. They patented all this stuff, tactical nuclear weapons, this big bomber that was supposed to take out New York City. They even had a test flight. They sent one across to photograph things. They were based in Norway. And, you know, it's just phenomenal, the technology. But it's like it says in my post on the War of the Multiverse, there were 70-something UFO crashes since 1897 to 74. One of them was in Bavaria in 1936, and the Germans got all this stuff. And they developed it. And what turned them off is the Brits threatened them. They said, if you use nuclear weapons, even tactical nukes, we're going to drop a form of anthrax on Germany that will kill all your food, and you'll all starve to death within 2 weeks. And they say Hitler backed off. Well, that's kept from us. So much is kept from us, it's beyond belief. And twits rule our lands that think Henry the VII was the king after Henry the VIII, and he's in charge, and he's going to put poisonous chemicals in your body. And he's a doctor, even. But if you ever want to study something, Madame Curie, there's a great old movie about her, and some great books written by her daughter, that are just fundamental in learning what a great human being is. Because she patented all this stuff and would give it away for free to any doctor who asked, because it was to save lives, to be used in medicine so you could be x-rayed or to use as beginning radiation treatments and stuff like that. She gave it all away. She says, I'm a professor. I'm tenured. I have lots of money. I don't need any more money. Isn't that a good Christian woman? Isn't that someone to be a role model? It's not about, you know, making a zillion dollars. It's about saving lives. She bought a truck, put an x-ray machine in it, went to the battlefield in World War I to x-ray the wounded so they could see what they're cutting into to get out shell fragments and pieces and whatever, or look at broken bones on her own dime, with her own life. You're anywhere near the front, like you're vulnerable to attack. And, you know, nowadays, it just seems all about money. Maybe we'll run through a couple of quick news stories just to remind you. U.S. urges India to hold dialogue with protesting farmers. So they want to take complete control over the food grid so they can starve us into submission. Make no mistake about it. And spray all their food from the corporate farms with Roundup to poison us to death. And good Dr. Carey told us how we can get out of that. She told me a little bit off air just as we finished that, you know, you take that stuff. And every day for about 2 months, and you cleanse your body out of those toxic glyphosate or whatever stuff in your body that's going to give you cancer and kill you. Well, I know where I'm going tomorrow to buy some. Greta Thunberg accidentally postdoc with talking points on India protest faces criminal probe. Well, I can imagine a few probes. That is like the biggest scam artist that they've ever come up with is, you know, the global warming and Comrade Greta. To turn us, or, you know, to try to convince us to go into the slave state. Denmark to introduce world's first coronavirus passport. Well, that's the mark of the beast system. No buying, no selling, no going, no doing anything without the devil's permission. U.S. sends warship through the Taiwan Strait for the first time under Biden. Well, that just might be a dog and pony show. That, you know, I think Beijing Biden is their man. And when push comes to shove, he's going to nod off and catch a few Z's while the world and your country, America, is just destroyed completely and totally. Canada just declared the Proud Boys a terrorist entity. I wanted to write a blog about that because that's just like the Star Chamber of ancient England, where they got people in a back room secret courts, secret punishments, round you up, put you in the dungeon that the queen used to have there at the tower, put the thumb screws on and get you to beg. It's the same crap that in the 21st century we got stuff like that. It's a great movie. It's very violent, very disgusting, very brutal, called The Cheka, named after the Russian secret police and their star chambers and what they did to people. It's just like nonstop execution. When I see a lot of them are priests, I know who's running the government. It's not Jesus. World court to hear Iran's case against U.S. sanctions. L.A. allows children to schools for filming, but not for class. Isn't that cute? House to vote to remove Marjorie Taylor Greene from committee assignments. I just heard about her very recently. That's all I can say is, you got to love that woman. She was going to introduce impeachment proceedings on Biden. And she just seems to be someone who would be reincarnated from 1776. Just a beautiful person and an honest, decent American beyond reproach. Support her the best you can in prayer and any other way. Biden administration waves plan to send masks to all Americans because they're all slaves and you voted for me. Well, you didn't vote for me. The Chinese voted for me, but I'm the boss. America needs to know the truth about Biden's family corruption. It's a long piece. You see it at Power Hour News. It's just an organized crime mafia, a mafia that is so pervasive it may take us to the wall with Russia and lead us to the sword and famine. Let me tell you, that will be your reward. The short battle it would have been taking to maintain the republic and its institutions would be like a good Saturday night bar fight compared to what's going to happen if he goes to the wall with Russia. Anyway, looks like we're reaching the end of our rope. So we have to look at Einsteinium, the new element they captured. That looks right up my alley, too. That's at the end of the news. Thanks for coming, James. Thank you for coming and listening. Hopefully we've done a little bit to liberate your souls. God bless you all.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.